You're listening to another episode of the Zag Erica Soap here, continuing our series of bonus episodes talking to our 2021 fellows. Andrew Chang is here from the Institute crew. Excited to catch up with him, hear what he's working on professionally, hear what he's looking forward to once Institute starts here in a couple of days. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. Andrew, how did you hear about NLC in the first place?
I actually heard about it. I've known about it for a few years now. I've had many friends who are alumni of the program and have just had great experiences with it over the past, many years. I had actually planned on applying earlier in my career, but the work that I'd been doing, I was just traveling and living on the road so much that I honestly never had an opportunity to apply because I didn't even know which chapter I would belong to at that time. So but I'm glad that I had this opportunity now.
And then in terms of your professional life, how do you usually describe what you do for a living to folks who ask?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the short version, I've been doing different kinds of work, primarily organizing around social, racial, and economic justice for about 12, 13 years now. A lot of that work has been in the labor movement, working with union and also non-union workers. But I've also done a lot of different research and policy work as well, a lot of community-based work.
And then in terms of how your work has changed since March, obviously traveling is something that's not as accessible to you. But any other significant changes that you have had to face this year or that you see continuing into 2021?
I think just like everyone, it's been a very stressful year, I definitely feel blessed that I'm able to continue doing the work that I'm doing. I've mostly been able to do this work remotely. In my current position, I represent and organize with the faculty, librarians, counselors, and coaches of the California State University system. There's definitely been a lot of good and important work, and in particular, really paying attention to the health and safety of faculty members and, just making sure that we can continue providing good education to the students of California as well.
And then, unions have been under such an assault from the conservative movement for so long. Yeah. Do you feel like this is a moment in time to swing the momentum the other way? Because, so many challenging aspects of just work have happened since March. No matter what kind of work you're doing, you can see how even folks with union protections have had to struggle against employers trying to do really wild things to get them back on the job. Is this the moment in time to maybe shake up some of the things that have happened that have led to that outcome and get some momentum going in a different direction?
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's a great question, and I appreciate you bringing that up. I guess what I would say is, short answer, yes, right? Definitely yes. I think particularly with, since March, all of the additional appreciation for essential workers, including, healthcare workers and other service workers, who are helping our society, and all of us continue to survive. I definitely hope people continue to remember that, right? And I guess what I would also say is, for a long time now, workers and also unions and progressive organizations have been really trying to turn the tide, right? And I've had the privilege of working on things like the Fight for 15 and other movements to really raise standards for a while now. So I do hope hopefully, once we get to 2021 and into this new moment, we can continue to raise standards and, get some much needed protections for workers out here.
And then last thing, in terms of what you're excited about with Institute, what are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, I would say a couple things. I'm definitely looking forward to working more with all of the mentors and the cohort. Had a really good initial conversation in the interview, so really looking forward to that. I just love the idea of being part of this community, right? It's such a huge alumni network, so really excited to support each other and learn from each other through this program.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're excited to have you. Congrats again on the fellowship. And thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Zag. Make sure to catch all the episodes that we've been dropping the last couple of days and all the places you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, they're all there. Short and sweet, check them out. Make sure to subscribe. So until next time, we'll catch you soon.